Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Well, Shazam, I'm here.
You know what Shazam is.
You know I have a cheat with that, darling.
Yes, you do have a cheat. Rolene, let's talk about some of the news stories. Can you just give us an update on this rape case of this little girl?
Okay, so this is fast becoming a very, very strange case. And the latest update is that investigators apparently believe that there's a connection between the suspect and his alleged victim, but they're not sure about the validity of the case. First of all, they say they don't see it as a nationalistic crime. In other words, they don't see it as something related to terror.
That is criminal.
However, the assumption is that while the victim may have been sexually assaulted, they're not entirely sure if this is the actual suspect. So there's a lot more to the story that is meeting the eye. There are allegations that apparently he tried to lure her with sweets and gave her a lot of attention, but is not, and that there is a connection, but it's not necessarily he's the perpetrator. So we're following this one very, very, very closely. And also there is a concern that because they took so long to go to the police, excuse me, I've got a, you know, furball, and that the decision took so long means that perhaps this investigation has been contaminated even before it was filed. So there is a possibility that charges against this particular suspect could be dropped. A very, very, very nebulous situation, and apparently the community where the young girl lives are very, very reluctant to file the complaint. So there's definitely too many holes in this case for it to really hold water.
So interesting. I mean, in a case like that, there's so many parties that are going to be influenced by it. And aside from that, you don't want a child to be stigmatized for the rest of her life.
Absolutely. You don't want a child to be stigmatized. You don't want the, you know, the wrong person to be blamed. You don't want, you know, as we said the other day, this could have, you know, so many knock-on effects, people wanting revenge, et cetera, et cetera. And also, if the child has been assaulted, you want absolute justice for her.
Yeah.
Okay. Rolene, just talking about another news story. I saw this yesterday, I think. Netanyahu, after a military drill, stating that we have awesome destructive power or something to that effect.
Well, he didn't say we have awesome destructive power, although if he was wearing, you know, like a Batman outfit, maybe he could say that. But what he did say was, don't test us. Which is very strong words from both the Prime Minister and the Defense Minister, who coincidentally are the same person. So yesterday, the Prime Minister, along with the Ramatkal, the RDF Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kochavi, who's fast becoming one of my favorite, you know, major figures in Israel. I just find him super interesting and also a phenomenal speaker. But after the drill, Netanyahu said, you know, he's very impressed by the readiness of the RDF, the improvement in their readiness, the fighting spirit of the soldiers and the commanders, and also by the destructive powers of the RDF.
Destructive power. That's
and destructive by destructive, he means not that they're like necessarily self-destructive, but should they be moved to action, that they are very, very capable. And he said that I hear our neighbors from the north, south, and east threatening our destruction, he added. And I say to our enemies, the RDF has very great destructive power. Don't test us.
Okay.
So, Them's fighting words.
Them is fighting words. Talking about peace for a moment, Bahrain allowing Israeli journalists to cover the confab. What's going on there?
Well, this is quite a historic and quite a phenomenal moment. You know, first of all, it was discussed earlier this week whether or not Israel would have a presence. The White House the other day were quite adamant that there wouldn't be an Israeli presence. However, it was confirmed late in the day that the former head of the Kogat unit, which is the unit that's responsible for the coordination of aid and all kinds of other correspondence and humanitarian discussion between Gaza and the territories, Major General Yoav Mordechai, who's also known as Polly. I mean, it's amazing nicknames in this country, but he will be attending the Menamar conference. But it's also been notified to the media that Bahrain has granted permission to at least 6 Israeli media outlets. Now, we don't have formal diplomatic ties with Bahrain, so you know how they would be able to go in and out is quite interesting. They would have to do it on foreign passports. But journalists from Haaretz, Israel Hayom, the Times of Israel, the Jerusalem Post, and channels 12 and 13, so there's a mix of English and Hebrew press, have been granted access to the summit or the confab, which will be held next week, June the 25th and the 26th. So it's really, really something special, and hopefully all goes well. And this is a giant step towards formalizing ties between Israel and Bahrain and perhaps other Gulf states. But notably absent next week will be the Palestinian Authority, who have decided that they will be boycotting.
One of the stories that we covered this morning was that Qatar was going to be handing out $100 notes to 60,000 Palestinians to help them financially. When is that due to take place, Rolene?
Well, this is a good question, and this was also something we chatted a little bit about the other day, that Hamas had said that there is a new understanding between themselves and Israel, and they did confirm that Qatar would be bringing in money, and the money would be going towards the disadvantaged. We don't have an exact date or time when this will be happening, but we do have confirmation from Hamas that this will be happening, as well as improvements with a lot of infrastructure like electricity and water, as well as industrial infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. So it looks like we're moving positively, and it also looks like, if you look at it from an outside perspective, if we're hearing this kind of language from Hamas, and I don't say we're going to sit down and break pita and dip it in the hummus together anytime soon, but it does look like the spoil sport to any progression forward is the Palestinian Authority.
Now, can you imagine a world where there was peace across the entire Middle East?
Amen. Well, we can always hope for it, and hopefully we manifest it soon.
Yeah. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. That is where we leave it with you for this week. We'll chat to you again on Monday, and we wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Oh, we'll also catch you with Howard Feldman tomorrow at 7:45.
I mean, only for Chai FM do I get up very early.
It's not so early. It's 8:45 in the morning there for you. Hello. Just saying.
You've met my cat, obviously.
Rolene, have a good one. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
and thanks
shalom,
for the week.
Guys. God bless.
You too. Bye.